From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. But just 2 days before the U.S. presidential election, the major party candidates are campaigning almost nonstop. Democrat Hillary Clinton was at a rally in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where she spoke about the people who were early voting.
They are standing up for a hopeful, inclusive vision of America. And I'm asking you to stand up for that same vision when you come out and vote on November the 8th. It's your turn, Philadelphia.
Pennsylvania is one of the so-called battleground states where Clinton and Republican Donald Trump have spent a lot of their campaign time. Trump spoke in Reno, Nevada, about Clinton's alleged misuse of her position when she was Secretary of State to do favors for donors to her husband's foundation.
There's virtually no doubt that FBI Director Comey and the great, great special agents of the FBI will be able to collect more than enough evidence to garner indictments against Hillary Clinton and her inner circle, despite her efforts to disparage them and to discredit them.
The election will be on Tuesday, and at last note, Clinton leads Trump 48% to 43% in the Washington Post ABC tracking poll. Turkish police use water cannon and tear gas on hundreds of protesters in Istanbul to disrupt a march in support of an opposition newspaper whose staff had earlier been arrested as part of an ongoing government crackdown. Prosecutors linked the arrest to a fugitive cleric they think is responsible for a failed coup. This is VOA News. Iraqi troops inside the embattled city of Mosul continue their advance on the city's eastern front. Edward Uranian tells us now about the latest Iraqi push in Mosul, which drove the Islamic State out of a community on the fringe of the city.
Government media reported the troops had entered at least 5 eastern districts of the city within the past 48 hours and that bitter fighting was continuing. Iraqi Commander General Sami Aridi told state media his forces are continuing to advance. He says his forces have moved into the Mosul districts of Zahra, Karama, and Tahrir and are trying to push farther into adjacent areas, but that the battle is still going on. On the western side of the Tigris River, which divides the city, satellite images reveal that Islamic State has created a no-man's land near a strategic former military base and outside the city's main airport. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least 10 bodies have been recovered from a rubber dinghy off the Libyan coast. 15 operations conducted, rescuing 2,100 migrants, twice as many as Friday, when about 1,200 people were rescued. Another 420, including 7 pregnant women and 78 children, have been rescued earlier and were brought ashore in Sicily. United States military says the recent deadly clashes between Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan very likely harmed some civilians. U.S. military spokesman in Afghanistan, General Charles Cleveland, says joint counterinsurgency airstrikes near the northern city of Kunduz were done to protect American and Afghan forces.
What we know is that we've had Afghans who have been martyred, we've had Afghans who were wounded, Afghan soldiers, and we've had American soldiers who were killed and American soldiers who were wounded.
Provincial authorities say at least 33 civilians were killed, half of them children. Nicaraguans voting today in a presidential election that polls indicate would likely re-elect President Daniel Ortega. His critics, however, say the president has manipulated the political system and accuse him of outlining a plan to create a political dynasty. Ortega first ruled Nicaragua back in the 1980s and returned to power in 2007 after a fracture in the country's right-wing parties. Winning the election today would give him a third consecutive term in power. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.